In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord against them that do evil things. Friends, there was a time when a simple reading of this verse would have made Catholic hearts tremble. Those were the days within which the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was revealed and confirmed, and during which it took hold of the hearts of myriad Catholic men. Today, however, since these words are not read, and the hearts of Catholic men are no longer troubled by them. So yes, there was a time when the hearts of Catholic men were made to weep and mourn over the forgetfulness, negligence, and contempt, and the cruel indifference to and injuries against the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. There was a time when the hearts of Catholic men would become distraught over the sight of their Protestant friends straying far from the path of salvation, obstinately refusing to follow the one only shepherd and leader. There was a time when the hearts of Catholic fathers and mothers would break when they watched their children renounce the promises of their baptism and cast off the sweet yoke of the law of Jesus Christ. There was a time when the hearts of Catholic men would protect their wives and daughters from anything that even smacked of an offense against Christian modesty, whether manifested in unbecoming dress, in unseemly behavior, or in speech. There was a time when Catholic men, moved by all these holy sentiments, endured the annoyances of their teenage children and suffered the sneers and ridicule of their non-Catholic neighbors with a manly joy and a stately countenance. Yes, friends, there was a time when to bear the name Catholic necessarily meant that you were enrolled within the society of the weepers. While other men ate, drank, and were making merry, Catholic men prostrated themselves before the most sacred heart of Jesus, humbly begging his pardon, declaring their readiness to atone not only for their own personal offenses, but also for those of their parents and children, uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews, colleagues and friends. It's not that Catholic men were overly somber by disposition or morose in manner. No, these men knew very well how to rejoice and be glad, how to laugh and how to celebrate. No, these were the men, however, who remembered most faithfully the words of the ancient sage, "All things have their season." And as such, these men reckoned with and embraced the fact that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And these Catholic men refused to become intoxicated with the dance and laughter of time. But sadly, it appears that those times are no more. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord against them that do evil things. Today, dear friends, it appears that Catholic men are little concerned about how their wives and daughters dress, or with what foul things their sons entertain themselves on their smartphones. Today, the hearts of Catholic men do not become distraught when their children embrace the pseudo-Christianity of Protestantism in any one of its innumerable forms. And all this makes complete sense. But why does it make sense, you ask? It makes sense because for 7 decades now, Catholic men have been inundated with the mantra of religious indifferentism. In fact, it may be rightly said that the single loudest and most clear message that has been broadcast from the pinnacle of the authorities in the Vatican can be summed up in the following way. In the end, it really doesn't matter what you believe about God, nor what religion you adhere to and profess. In the end, all that matters is that you are nice in the here and now. You have heard that Jesus said to you, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." But behold, the Vatican authorities say unto you, "The pluralism and the diversity of religions are willed by God in his wisdom, through which he created human beings." The change of heart and attitude among Catholic men makes sense because if the Vatican authorities can so easily set aside the obligation to follow from obedience to the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me, then today's self-professed Catholic men plausibly conclude that obedience to the other nine commandments can also be set aside without fear of consequence. Dear friends, it appears that the Vatican authorities have come to believe that we have left the times of weeping and mourning behind us, that time fraught with the dangers that accompanies the effort to fulfill the Church's obligation to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature, and the terrible promise of the Savior that those who do not believe will be condemned. It appears that the Vatican authorities have come to believe that we are now in the time of laughter and dance, and in this time they have made themselves drunk with the strong drink, which, contrary to our Blessed Lord's explicit statements concerning Judas Iscariot, the son of perdition, dares to hope that all men will be saved. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears up unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord against them that do evil things. Given these things, friends, on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, as we conclude our mini-catechesis on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and as you come to receive upon your tongue and in your person the body, blood, the soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I implore you to beg God the Father to grant you the grace to recognize that the most sweet Sacred Heart of Jesus, with its overflowing charity for men, has been requited by an almost universal forgetfulness, negligence, and contempt. The grace to acknowledge your share in these great indignities, the grace to make amends through penance, satisfaction, and reparation for yourselves, your family members, and for others in your community and in our nation, the grace to live a life of unswerving faith, of purity of conduct, of perfect obedience to the precept of the gospel, and especially that of charity, and the grace to be numbered among the weepers. For if we will not weep, do penance, and make reparation for ourselves and all those held in our love, who will? If not us, then who? And let us together seek these graces, saying, O God, who hast prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee, that we, loving thee in all things and above all things, may obtain thy promises which exceed all that we can desire. O God, who in the heart of thy Son, wounded by our sins, dost mercifully vouchsafe to bestow upon us the boundless treasures of thy love, grant, we beseech thee, that we who now render him the service of our devotion and piety may also fulfill our duty of worthy satisfaction. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth God, world without end. Amen. Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.